these clams.
Please hang up and try again.
Talking about fishing. It's better than watching it on TV, though. Then people can see you doing it. So. In the chat room, we've got Rob, the Bad Bat Cast. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
How are you, man?
All right. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm enjoying this weather. It was 40 degrees in Atlanta this morning.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Dude, I was like having to break out the long johns again. And laughing back
and I promise you it's not that cold up down here, man.
It's not that cold down here? Okay.
No, it's been 80s.
80s, all right. We got Haywood on the phone. He's driving over to Fort Pierce. They're headed to the DOA tournament. Him and his buddy Norm in the pickup truck. Hey, guys.
How's it going? Hey!
There you go, all right. You're supposed to do it in unison, though, just like... You have to do it like the kids, see? You got to do it in unison. And let's see. I don't have my phone list here. There's a 321 area code. That's either D or Redfish Chuck. Who is it?
Redfish Chuck.
Redfish Chuck.
Yes.
Doesn't sound like him.
It doesn't sound like Redfish.
It's the mermaid.
Ah, that was Brian, wasn't it?
Brian.
Who was that? You making that funny sound, that funny noise?
Yeah.
Was your voice?
Yeah, Redfish Chuck.
That's crazy, D. All right.
He's just been smoking a lot.
Yeah, I guess so. He's already. You've been enjoying Cinco de Mayo already, haven't you?
Oh, no, really? No. I think today's one of the few days that I really haven't really drinking a lot. I think I had two beers all day, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
And we got area code 253. That is?
Isaac the Nothing Miller.
Isaac the Nothing Miller from Portland, Oregon, right? You're in Portland.
That's me.
There you are. So we got a West Coaster on. He's infiltrating. And we got some folks in the chat room there. I see Foxy Fisher, which is D. Kelly from up Jersey way. Greg Becker, I think he's the first time in, and he's from Apollo Beach, Florida. Welcome aboard. And the Hammerhead is in there from New Hampshire. And let's see here. Isaac is in there. Yak Sushi. Uh-oh. Hang on. Got to give some Yak Sushi music. All right. Whew. That's scary, man. And we also have Daryl A2A. Hey, Daryl. Welcome aboard. There's a little whoop-whoop from the Yak Sushi man. All right, so like I said, we got Bill and Norm in the pickup truck headed over to Fort Pierce. They're going to go over and smoke them at the DOA tournament. And happy Cinco de Mayo to all. Hope we're enjoying the holiday. Actually, it's not really a holiday. I had to work today. Did you work today, Rob?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely, right. Okay, so.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
And hey, D. Kelly, she just showed up back in the chat room. She was sleeping there. And we got a couple of guests in there. One of them is usually my pop from Central Alabama listening in. But if you're not then go ahead and join in the chat room. Number to call in is 714-816-4727 if you want to talk. Say what? You guys trying to decide where you're going to stop for dinner? Mickey D's? Chick-fil-A?
We stopped at Wendy's and got a burger before we headed out. We got a late start today. I had to spend the day with my lovely wife, Vicky, at the doctor's office, and so we got a late start. So we're heading across Highway 60, just went through Yeehaw Junction. Yeah, we're really in no man's land, so we could probably lose cell signal here at any second.
All right. That's where they see all those UFOs, too, is out there.
Yeah, and Bigfoot and
The skunk ape.
Yeah.
There's no Bigfoot in Florida. You're trying to kid me, man. There's no Bigfoot in Florida. There's a skunk ape.
Yeah, it's a skunk ape. Bigfoot, skunk ape. Yeah, it's all the same.
Bigfoot's up there. That's up there in Greg's neck of the woods there in New Hampshire. So we got stuff coming up here in a couple of weeks. We got Foxy Fisher there in the house with us. She's going to be headed over to J Bay next weekend, I believe. And so is Hammerhead, Greg Crisp there. So they should be calling in next Thursday from the scene there, 3-day fishing tournament up in Jamaica Bay. We look forward to hearing from them. What do you got coming up, Rob? What do you know of? Well, the DOA tournament's tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Saturday.
What, are you just going to pre-fish it?
Yeah, we're going over to pre-fish tomorrow, and then tomorrow night is the captain's meeting, and then Saturday is the tournament.
That's cool. An awesome tournament, man. You get, I think it costs you like $60, and you get like a DOA tackle box that's like worth $50, and you can only use what's in that tackle box, which I think it's their whole lineup as far as I know. And then and that's a great area to fish down there too, down at River Palm. And it's a great tournament, man. I'm sorry I missed out on getting in on it, man. It was sold out by the time I was signing up. One of my buddies down in Port Charlotte, he was like number 98 to get in. So he got in, I didn't.
Yeah, I limited to 100 this year, and last year was 125.
Yeah, it's definitely a cool tournament, man. So good luck to you guys.
Yes, definitely good luck. And we got Greg.
This is, I think this is my fourth year down there.
Uh-huh.
And third year that Norm and I have gone down, I think, together, right?
Right.
Yeah. So it's a good time. It's, you know, it's pretty informal. They do it upright.
What do you need?
We always have a nice contingent that comes out of Tampa with us, too.
Cool. What are you going to use for bait? Gulp?
Ouch.
There you go. All right. And yeah, we got...
Rodney's going to be working the boat.
Is that Greg?
Yeah, it's Greg. That'll be Rodney the rod holder.
Rodney the rod holder. Okay.
Holder. Yeah, he's not getting any duty this weekend.
All right.
Hey, Chip, we're gonna sign off and let you guys talk and want to concentrate on the road. So look for a report, sometime next week when we get back.
All right, dude. You guys tight lines, catch the big ones.
All right, buddy.
All right.
Everybody.
Good night. It's not safe to be driving and talking on the phone. He should have had hands free.
No, but they were going fishing, man. So that's cool.
Okay, that's all right. Yeah.
That's all right. Norm was holding the phone.
Norm was holding the phone. That's hands-free.
It was on speaker.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was on speaker. We always practiced, you know, safe phone and talking and driving and fishing, right? Yeah.
D. Yes.
What's going on?
Let's see. I don't know what to say. Let's see.
Tell us about your 30-30-30 the other day.
Oh, my gosh. So the north side of Sebastian Inlet has been pretty much like seeing water on the moon. There's really not that much grass. If you want to catch any fish of any kind, you have to find some sort of grass out there. And there was this one big patchy area that I knew was holding fish. I mean, where else were the fish going to be hiding? And so I kind of, you know, stood up and drifted over, and this big snook just, you know, spooked out, splashed the water all the way up in the air and took off. But there's not that much, you know, place for him to go because it's this short, or it's this very small, maybe by a quarter mile, you know, square patchy area. Inside there also were a couple trout and red, one big redfish. I spent almost the whole day just trying to catch these fish, trying every kind of bait there possibly was in my arsenal. I went out and netted some mullet, live mullet, cut mullet, popping cork, mirror lures, soft plastics from 12 fathom, gulp, you name it, it was all out there, and they wouldn't eat anything. And this was from sun up to sundown, practically sundown. But it was just
wow,
absolutely amazing to see. It was just really nice just to see these fish there, you know. These snook are now coming in through the inlet, and they're going to be spawning soon, and there's a lot of really deep areas that have some channels are cutting out these really deep areas. And it's so deep that if you just see a black shadow, you know that's a fish, and that's going to be usually a snook because they have their specific spots, locations they like to hang out. But it's not an area that you would take a client or anything, you know. I mean, who would you want to take out there to sit there and try to pitch all these, you know, baits at these fish that aren't doing anything? I mean, truly, I was kind of just sitting there and hoping, but, well, it was really cool, though. Sharks everywhere. You know,
sharks
I was hoping
everywhere.
Maybe I would catch a shark, yeah. I was hoping maybe with the cut mullets I would at least land one of the sharks and put some points on the board, but I couldn't even get them to eat anything. They're just kind of cruising and putting their fins up in the air and going, ha! Bye, hi, bye, hi, in circles. So, but that was yesterday. Today was too windy, so off the water. But most of the fish, if you're looking for any of the better fish, you want to look in murkier water where they can hide. Everything I've been catching has actually been where it's been muddy and you could almost see the bottom. And nice big trout, just not big enough to put on the board. You know, the 19 and 3/4 inch rule is kind of getting
right
to me. But,
that's the
yeah,
Rob rule.
Yeah, that's the Rob rule.
Thanks, Rob. But I got one the other day. I just didn't post it up yet. It's been a challenge. I mean, down this far, right in my area, it's kayak-wise, there's not very many launch locations. So you do have to spend some time paddling and doing some, you know, scouting to find those fish. So tomorrow I'm going to go try another spot. Hopefully that'll be good for my client the next day, you know. So, yeah, it's been tough. But you got to keep trying. Keep going if you can.
Right. I was sitting in traffic in Atlanta for 2 hours today. You were fishing. So,
not today.
Well, oh, but yesterday, today. Right?
Yesterday, yeah. Yeah.
All
you
right.
You may have passed Brian up. He was driving up to Chicago.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, so, he told me of the temperature change. He came out of Florida, and then Georgia is the longest state of all of them to drive through, of course. And all of a sudden, he said he had to get out and go put some pants and clothes on. He threw everything on that he had because it got so cold, like, instantly.
Yeah, I mean, up in the North Georgia mountains this morning, it was like, it was down in the it was freezing. It was crazy.
Yeah. He said it was beautiful. It was like being in Ireland. Everything was lush and green and beautiful.
And all snapped off and everything from where the tornadoes had gone through.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I didn't hear that part. But yeah, it's been tough here. I'm hearing that people are doing a lot better up in the Mosquito Lagoon area, so I have plans on heading up that way soon. But with gas and all that being at $4, it's like, oh my God, you know?
Right.
Driving is like $50 for me just to get up there.
Oh, man.
Up there and back, I should say. There and back.
You need to put that kayak inside of your truck.
Well, it still wouldn't help. It's an hour and a half ride for me. So
yeah, it is.
You know, everybody thinks I'm here on the coast, and it's a hop, skip, and a jump, and it really isn't. You know.
Okay. We got another caller on. Area code 606, that's like Hazard, Kentucky or something.
Hey, give me a break.
Hey, Susie, how are you tonight?
Good, how you doing?
All right. We got Cumberland coming up soon, right?
Yes, a lot of big things going on with that. So.
Yeah, let us know.
Like
what's going on?
We got about $6,000 of sponsored prizes and raffle items, so it's going to be a good thing.
All
and
right.
The thing I'm focusing on is the kayak festival, because it's not real big here in Kentucky, Florida, Georgia, but it can be. You know, the Lake Cumberland is 101 miles long, and smallmouth is real good for that on this lake. So the festival, I got two live bands, and Canoe Kentucky, River City Canoe and Kayak will be, doing all kinds of basic lessons, advanced lessons. I have Fly Fishing Reel Recovery, Casting for Recovery will be here. And then the captain's meeting will be at 6. And then it should be, hopefully, we got several people already signed up, and there's a lot more captain bags. The captain bags are over $70 each, and it only costs $75 for this event. The sponsors this year, it's incredible. So,
cool. What's the top prize?
It's the $1,400 native Manta Ray 11 kayak, fishing kayak.
Cool.
And that's coming out of Canoe, Kentucky. So that's the grand prize, and it's the longest of three species. It's the striper, bass, and the catfish.
All right.
So hopefully there'll be a lot of people for that.
That sounds good.
What's the date?
It is June 4th and 5th. June 5th is actually the tournament. June 4th is the festival, trying to get people for this.
All right.
So June 5th is the actual tournament. Safe Light to 4 o'clock, award ceremony, and raffles at 6 o'clock.
Okay. And give out the website.
It's Kayak Fishing Tournament, lakecumberland.com.
Okay.
A lot of local vendors, live music, Fat Man's Barbecue, just a lot going on. I'm just trying to promote Kentucky going in general to kayak fishing.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a good time.
It does. And we're going to try to be there. So hopefully
thank you.
Yeah. So
pass the word out. It's we got 4 weeks to go.
4 weeks. All right. We got some new folks in the house. We got Samantha is in there with us, and Dave Minnick, soccer dad from Georgia Kayak Fishing, is on board. And I don't know who Lisa is. She's new. I said hi to her, but she didn't tell us where she was from.
I think she's associated with my tournament.
Oh, is that right? Okay, great. Well, welcome aboard to
she's
Lisa.
She's going to be one of the vendors there, too.
And we got Yak Hack in the house and the Yak Sushi Man. So, awesome. Well, Susie, we're looking forward to it, and we're wishing you the best of luck and a good turnout this year.
Thank you. Just pass the word around.
Okay. All right. Greg, you been fishing, man?
Yeah, I got out a little while last weekend. Haywood and I got out to try the sharks, as we said we were going to, but the wind was up so much that we couldn't really sight fish for them.
Right.
So we got back a little bit closer to shore, and I know it's not a big deal, but for me it is these days. Wound up picking up my first snook down here in Florida after I moved down here in December. So nice to see one on the end of the line rather than on a picture.
Yay!
Or in the water
Come
just
on
looking
that
at your
one.
Bait.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it was last year when we, the Yak Angler KFR crews headed down to Sarasota. My wife had bought me a day with a guide, a local guide there. What was his name? Captain, I think it was Prieto or something like that. But he was a good dude, took us out. We enjoyed the day. And the first cast in the, we went, I said, let's go get some snook. And the clone threw little silver side out there, man, and nailed a 30-inch snook, his first snook ever. And
nice.
12-year-old with a big old snook. So yeah, it was sweet. And he's like, I love snook fishing. So
yeah, this one was only 27, but like I said, I'll take it. They've been few and far between around here, so it was nice to feel one on the end of the line. I think Haywood was more excited than I was at giving something to take a picture of. So
that's awesome, man. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It was
so,
a good time.
Cool. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
I put some music on for Redfish Chuck. Check it out.
Oh, good.
Listen, this is. I haven't figured
is
out
this
the
intro music.
Yeah, because you know we got the kids for D, right? That's these kids right there. And then, you know, there's kind of like, you know, there's your favorite guy. How's the fishing? The conditions over at Mosquito Lagoon from Ranger Rick there. But I was thinking for Redfish Chuck, we got this one.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that like Redfish
country.
Chuck music, man?
Yeah. Hey, I got a good intro sound bite for me.
Oh, you do?
Like when I call in? Yeah,
uh-huh.
You ready?
Okay.
Here it is.
What is
Did
that?
Did you get that?
No.
That was me. That's me hitting the dock when I'm out night fishing.
hitting the dock with your mirror lure?
Yeah, that's it, man.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice.
Actually, I'm proud to report no docks were caught this past weekend.
No docks were caught? No docks were harmed?
No.
Okay. That's good, man. Did you turn any hooks into L's?
No, not this week. We actually went scouting a new area. And you know how that is, you know. And be
Uh-oh.
Good, it can be bad, you know. It was weird. It was really weird. We found a lot of fish. Nobody was hungry though. It was really weird. It was one of those nights where you need a couple of dozen live shrimp, you know, for all the meat chuckers out there. You were right. you know, always. You know how I'm always making fun of the meat chuckers for stopping at the bait store on the way out. Well, that's probably what I needed. So we got a, we found a ton of redfish and really nice trout. And, you know, your lure was good for about four casts. And they would chase it and they would mouth it, but no eats. So we caught a couple of trout and found a pack of ladyfish that were more than happy to hammer topwater plugs. But outside
and
of that,
and you landed
really
those
kind of,
ladyfish, Rev?
A couple, yeah. I was yelling the hey lady, yes.
Yeah, you keep those ladyfish and you use them, chunk them, and throw them in.
Yeah.
If you're looking for
weird,
cut bait, ladyfish, yeah.
Yeah, at first I thought we were just, you know, on some really small fish that maybe couldn't eat it. And I swear I caught the smallest redfish ever on a Miradine XL, which is about 4 inches long, and this redfish was about 5 inches long. Okay? I mean, I don't know if I foul hooked him in the mouth or what. I don't see how he could have fit the thing in his mouth, but it was redfish nonetheless. No, we were on some, there was some really, some nice trout, some D. Kaminsky certified, sized trout there. And, we just couldn't get them to eat, man, plain and simple. So you're saying I should have chopped up the ladyfish and used those?
Yeah. When you do that, you want to cut it big enough so that a catfish won't swallow it. So, I mean, they'll mouth it, pinfish will nibble and create a chum, but if there's something around that's hungry, you should come by and have that for a nice snack.
It was weird, man. I mean, they would come right up to it and mouth it, you know, like they were curious about it. They would chase. I mean, you'd cast it. There was this one dock that we were at, and there was three underwater lights, and it looked like an aquarium. I mean, it was like... It was like an aquarium full of target species, you know, and you're sitting there like, you know, you cast past the light to bring it, you know, DOA shrimp through, and they'd all turn on it. You know, you'd see like a dozen fish, you know, all turn on it and home in on that thing, you know, and follow it and chase it. You know, I tried every presentation, you know, really slow, and I tried it really fast and, you know, medium retrieve, the whole nine yards, and no dice, man. And then after about four casts with that lure, they wouldn't even pay attention to it. So you'd have to, like, throw something else, and then it was the same story. We spent probably an hour and a half on that one dock trying to catch something.
You could spend all day because you know the fish is there, but you just can't seem to get them interested. The only thing I didn't cast was a shrimp. I didn't have any shrimp with me.
It was just really strange, you know. It was the only thing.
Okay.
I get
two words for you.
What's
red
that?
Wieners.
Red wieners.
Yep. That's
what,
the
you
trick.
Got your dogs around or something.
Red wieners, man. That's the trick. your mind is in the gutter, man. You go to the grocery store, and you buy those hot dogs that are red. They're bright red. You know what I'm talking about?
They call them the great dogs or something.
I don't know. We call them red wieners. But you get those red wieners, and you cut them in. You can actually take one and put like a 5-aught hook in it and pull it like a jerk bait. But, man, the white bass around here, that's what a kid can – take a piece of those red wieners, put it on there, and catch a fish in a heartbeat, man.
Well, we used to do that in freshwater when we were little kids. That whitefish, we would use little bread balls, you know.
That's right. But I bet you should try that. Take that. Take some. Go to the grocery store and get you some red wieners, man.
I think the pinfish will like that way more than a snook would. Hey, look at that wiener going by. Delish. Can I have a little mustard with that? No.
That's it, man. Maybe some chili and what do they put it in? Like the Chicago style, you know, with some chili and spaghetti
pickles.
And stuff on top of it, onions, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so so it wasn't a total failure. we found fish, but we just couldn't, and it was a new area, scouting a new area, so it wasn't a total failure. Red wieners, listen to you, man.
Okay, I can't read in the chat room anymore right now.
I know. Oh,
everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Okay, so we've got some news to announce tonight, and Isaac's been being real patient there. He's like, I said, call in. So he did, and he's been hanging on the line the whole time. So let's crank up the music here.
This is a special report
from Kayak Fishing
Radio Network.
You're getting into it, dude. All right. So we got some big announcements to make tonight. We're going to move some things around here. Rob's tired of staying up late. So.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right. Rob's tired. He's quitting.
Come on. Come on. Rob's, you're young. Stay up. A couple Red Bulls. You can do it.
A couple of Red Bulls.
Yeah.
So we'll pop one open here. Pour it around and get ready to make a toast to our new host for what will be the West Coast slot now, not necessarily the late show, but it will be Isaac is going to start taking over the West Coast slot. So we will have a West Coaster doing a West Coast show.
Somebody that has actually seen a salmon swimming in the water.
Or one of those sturgeon things.
Salmon and sturgeon, yep.
One of those salmon and sturgeon back in New York.
Hi, he could tell you what a ling cod is.
That's right, one of those ugly damn fish, man. You guys got some ugly fish out there, Isaac.
That we do. You know what else?
What?
They're mighty tasty.
That's right. So welcome aboard. Welcome to the Kayak Fishing Radio crew.
Thank you.
So
what
when
night
are you going to start?
Gonna be on?
I don't know. That's what I'm
gonna
asking.
Doing, I'm going to do Tuesday nights. Gives us a good chance to recap the previous weekend and talk about what's coming up. 7 o'clock West Coast time.
7 o'clock West Coast.
10 o'clock for you guys.
That'll be 10 o'clock for us. So actually, I might be able to stay up and listen to some.
There you go.
I really need my beauty sleep, man. I have a face for radio.
Got to get you a lot of sleep.
That's right, man. So.
Not so bad, though, when you got your big mustache, dude.
Cuba called. They wanted it back. I only had it on a loaner. So. But anyways, so we're going to have Isaac doing the West Coast slot. And Rob, what are you going to do when you grow up?
I'm going to host the 8 o'clock show on Tuesday nights starting next week.
That will be 8 o'clock Eastern, right?
Yes, 8 o'clock our time Eastern. Yes.
Okay.
4 o'clock Pacific, I believe.
Okay.
5. Hold on, wait a minute. Just carry the 1.
Yeah,
8
it's five,
minus
yeah.
4.
Same
5
number.
0.
Yeah. He lost one of his fingers in one of those dock accidents. And D's is getting all confused. He's over there giggling in the background.
I need my pen.
Your pen.
Rob is Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
Right.
Thursday's normal.
West We're always going to have Thursday evenings with Kayak Fishing Radio, yes, at the normal
time.
And then
West Coast is what time?
The West Coast slot will be 10 o'clock Eastern. 7 o'clock.
Okay, so.
But that's going to be on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Right.
That's too late for me anyway. All right, good.
Yeah. See? And when are you going to start doing your show, Dee?
I should be in bed. What are you talking about?
Fish Like a Girl show.
No, that's okay. No.
I haven't found out. I put it. I went to fishlikeagirl.com, and I sent. There was a thing there. It says, "Would you like to buy this?" And I said, "I want to buy it." And no one has returned my email.
I thought Mark went and bought that already.
He said he didn't. No, he said he was just joking. So someone owns Fish Like a Girl, and they won't give it up. Oh. You know what the kids think about that, right?
Probably
well,
Haywood.
They, yeah.
They're not happy. But anyways, that was the news. So now, and Greg, what do you think about all this? Have you got it straight now? There will be a test.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Good. So, let's see what we got here. That's because, no, you don't own it. Sushi's in there saying he owns Fish Like a Girl. He doesn't own it.
No, it says it's owned by
just
register.com.
Just because he fishes like a girl doesn't mean that he owns it.
Right.
He just owns the concept, not the URL.
He owns the concept, though. That's right. All right. So, well, Rob, are you going fishing this weekend?
Yes. I know it's out of character for me. But I'm going to get up in the early morning hours and go stook fishing on the beach this weekend.
You're talking like 11:30?
Yeah. Something before noon?
No, like butt crack at dawn way before the sun. You know, I know it's going to be weird for me, too, because I'm used to fishing in the dark, you know. But not when the sun's coming up. Usually it's going down. So we'll see. I got a couple of spots scoped out, and we'll see how that works. If not, we'll have the kayaks, and 2 o'clock Charlie has been lurking right there on that side where I took you guys fishing that time. So we'll try that if we can't find any snook on the beach or if it's too windy or something like that.
What kind of gear are you going with?
Just normal 7-foot spinning rods. I'll probably have the buggy whip with me, too. And I'll be using those reaction and ovation jigs that Redfish Chuck gave me. Those things are pretty cool, gotta say.
Yeah.
Just rig them little big paddle tails with a weedless worm hook. Things are nice, man.
Okay, the Yak Sushi is departing, so we'll send him out with his music. There you go. Good night, man. So, yeah, that's cool. You know, Dee, what were those, that lure? There was one little soft bait that you gave me the first time we were down there. It was like a little natural colored, kind of a shrimp tail thing with a slot in it for a hook, or like a worm hook.
Probably the Slam R 5-inch from or 4.5-inch from 12 Fathom in glow shrimp color.
Yeah, that was.
They call it glow. Yeah, it does.
It wasn't very glowy.
Tend to hold a little bit. It's really shrimpy looking.
Yeah,
I mean
it was.
It's one of my favorite ones.
Cool. All right. So are you fishing this weekend?
Me?
Huh?
Me?
Are you fishing?
Yes, I am heading out tomorrow, Saturday, and then I have a client Sunday, and I think I have one on Tuesday. so I will be out many days.
Look. Look over there.
What? What are you looking at?
Oh, nothing.
You're talking to the dog, aren't you?
Sorry.
He's like, look over there. I'm looking. What do you see? So you're going to be fishing all weekend then?
Right.
What about Mom's Day?
Fishing. I'm alone.
No way.
Yeah, Brian's up in Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And
I'm going to call a couple of Marines and get all over their butt.
My two Marines, one's in Wisconsin and the other one's in Virginia, so.
All right.
I'm all by my lonesome on Sunday. No, I have a client Sunday. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. And you're just going to go back after your trout and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I need to land some fish for Kayak Wars along with finding all the fish. With all the clients and everything, you can't just, you know, pretend like you caught the fish and put it on the ruler and go, hey, I'm going to take a picture for you or something, you know?
That's right.
Here, let me take your fish.
Yeah, let me take that picture for you. Let me hold that.
Yeah, I'll do that, right.
Right.
No.
You don't do that.
You know what,
so it's been
what would be really...
Yeah.
What would be really cool about Kayak Wars is if they had a guides division.
A guides, you know, division?
A guides division.
Oh, okay.
You know, so you can pit, like, all of the guides against each other. See who would come out on top. That would be really cool.
All the fish their clients got, all the fish that the sports were hooked up.
Well, I tell you what, I'm really glad that the first time we went down to Mosquito Lagoon, that I caught a fish that got on the board. Because Rob catches a lot of grief.
Yeah.
So you're going to fix that this weekend, right?
I hope, man. I'm working on it. I'll have the kayak with me just in case.
Okay, and...
Man, I'm not kidding you. I've just been cursed with, like, 19 and 3/4 inch fish, man.
Hold on, D. Kelly's fixing to leave. They're going to be calling us from J Bay from the tournament next Thursday night. So our roving reporter Greg Crisp, aka Hammerhead 74, will be reporting from on scene and probably get some good clips and pics for YakAngler.com and Kayak Fishing Radio crew. So good luck to you. Tight lines, D, good luck. That's going to be a heck of a tournament. We'll have to do that 1 year, Rob. Go up to J-Bay.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 days.
Kayaks, man.
Yeah.
That'd be a sight just to see that, man.
I know. All right. Well, good luck to you. Let's see. Isaac. There, I think that's his noise scratching.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are you fishing this weekend, man?
Yeah, I haven't figured out what for.
Fish.
We have
Okay.
75,000 Brim Chinook cut over Bonneville Dam.
75,000.
75,000.
How do they know that?
I might head up. They got windows in the fish ladders.
They got one of those little.
Somebody's got the job to sit there and click them.
Some poor guy there, just clicking around, watching it. Yeah.
Yep. They might go chase some of those. We've got some good sturgeon showing up down in the lower Columbia. Might go after those. I haven't even looked at the surf forecast yet. Because we're now in halibut season. So, you know, if the surf level's low enough, I might have to go out and chase down halibut. So, I figured
just
out.
Just for the halibut.
Exactly.
Just for the
halibut. Those big, huge, giant slab ones that you always see pictures of, like up in Alaska.
Those kind
of
halibut.
The big giant flounder. Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a flounder on steroids.
Eat? Yeah.
What do those guys eat?
What do you give? Ooh. What do you
bait,
use to fish for them?
Yeah, it's bait, squid, shad, herring. You can also come up with big 12-inch grubs.
Pork loins.
Sand bellies. Yeah.
I'm not going back to the hot dog thing. I couldn't breathe.
I bet you could probably get some on some chorizo.
On some chorizo?
I bet chorizo would work.
Sure. All right. That's cool. And the sturgeon right now, that's just catch and release, right?
The lower Columbia is still open for retention. So that's worth points if I can get out on that.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. And I've got, you know, big plans this summer for some big sturgeon on the kayak. So I thought I'd get out and scope out a couple of spots where the big sturgeon will at least show up this summer and see if I can get a couple of their smaller brethren. But, you know, there's a lot of options. I just haven't figured out which one I'm going to go with yet.
All right, man. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
So, and Greg, how about you, man? You going fishing this weekend?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to try and get my 8-year-old out again. We're probably going to get out Saturday afternoon. We've got a pretty good outgoing tide.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon that might allow us to get back into some oyster bars and a couple of little good drainage points here that he might be able to hook up and have a good time out there with some redfish or trout.
Awesome. We're headed to, I got a couple of more weeks, but hopefully we'll be putting some numbers back up on the board. I think Bill is going to try to drive up, but we're going to meet, and for Memorial Day, we're going to go to Cedar Key. So,
not very good.
Yeah, we got a spot there at the Pirates Cove, and Bill said he's going to drive up for the weekend, and he's going to put the clone on a big ugly, and we'll take some pictures of that, hopefully. But,
big ugly, you guys, you caught down there?
Say what?
I said big ugly. You guys have you caught down there?
No, they're black drum, man. They call them big uglies.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You guys call the lean cod the big uglies?
Oh, we call them all sorts of things.
All sorts of things?
All sorts
of things. Yeah.
Sea bastard.
That's what they make that fake crab out of, right?
No, they use Pollock. Alaskan Pollock.
I always said that Pollock, man. I didn't know that it was called Pollock.
I don't know.
You're a professional fishmonger, so I would...
I'm a fishmonger, but I don't sell either one.
Oh,
all my
okay.
crab is real.
All right. All your crab is real.
Yep.
All right. Well, we're wearing down the time here, and I'm just about wore myself out. If I look back over at that chat room again and see Red Wiener one more time, I'm gonna about lose it. So, we've got. I don't know if we're gonna fish this weekend. I know that Georgia Kayak Fishing has got some folks. Yeah, someone had to do it. Georgia Kayak Fishing is going to be going with some soldiers this weekend, doing some freshwater fishing up at Satilla River, at the Satilla River Lodge. We got a great deal for them up there. Going to take a group of them out and spend the weekend just doing a little kayak and kayak fishing. So Georgia Kayak Fishing will be doing that. And I thought I saw in the chat room a quick... offer from Hammerhead 74. Anybody who can get to the JFK JFK Airport. There is a there's an extra Prowler 13 that will be on Hammerhead's truck for you. So anybody who wants to try to fish J-Bay next weekend, and if you haven't read the blog on his cool rooftop kayak carrier, I would check it out at yakangler.com. It's does a great job, and I'm definitely going to poach that one from him for my new trailer. So I'm working on a new trailer, D. He's not listening to me.
Yeah, but I'm trying to figure out new, or are you updating
I'm not. I've still got the old one, but I've got a new one that I'm modding. I put the pictures on yakangler.com of it with the motorcycles on it, so I could put two Harleys on it, and the kayak's going to be hanging on the side. So, I'll have the scooters when we get done fishing. So I was thinking about putting a hitch on the back of my Road King, and what are you doing there? Isaac is getting into the swing of things here, putting up images and stuff. That's what it is. That's right. There it is. That's the picture. All right. So, that's pretty good, man. I like that one. I need that suit.
I thought the second one had your name all over.
Say what?
I thought that second one had your name all over it.
Yeah, it did, man. I need a picture of that guy in a kayak. All right. Boy, you get a few laughs, right? And you spend an hour and talk kayak fishing. Rob, you got a show tonight?
Yes, sir.
That would be your last one, right? At night or on the late show?
It's my last late show.
Okay, so we'll start flooding the world with tweets and on the webpage, Kayak Fishing Radio. You can link up with us and like our page at Kayak Fishing Radio, or follow us on Kayak Fishing Radio on Twitter, which we leave out an I in that one, but Kayak Fishing Radio on Twitter. And don't forget to check out, if you want to know who's going to be hosting the West Coast slot now, that's Isaac the Nothing Miller. He tweets at The Nothing, and he also has a blog. And you can find everybody on yakangler.com. So that's been great. It's been fun. Don't forget about the Red Wieners. Try it next time you're fishing. All right. Greg, thanks for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. Tight line.
Absolutely, yeah. Thanks for having us.
All right, take a kid fishing. D, thanks. Isaac, we'll listen to you on Tuesday.
All right, sounds great.
The premiere of the Nothing's West Coast slot. Give me a call if you need help setting it up, but you got the login and stuff, right?
I do, yeah.
D, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Thank
Tell
you
those
much.
Marines you better get off their butts. Take care of their mom. All right.
They have work to do, too.
Okay. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Rob. We'll see you later on.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.